This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. First you get the money, then you get the fully armed and operational battle station, then you get the women.
Well, you actually, it's incredibly powerful.
It's very proud.
I don't know if I'd go as far as to claim pride.
Right, I appear. Be functional again. I've got...
Rob?
Got a Scooby thing. Rob?
Rob, you're there, you're frozen. Rob has frozen.
Spinning!
Really far away.
There he is.
I'm not...
These are toys.
I'm really far away.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's see if I can... There we go. I'm on the new machine and it's quite a bit bigger, so I can't see it.
On the new machine,
doodas.
Baby.
New machine, yeah. The old Predator.
Oh yeah, that is a beast.
Oh, you have no idea.
Fast, is it?
Oh yes.
Look at Paul.
Yay! Gang's all here.
Naked Steve is there.
Are you in bed?
Steve, we can't hear you.
Can't hear you, which isn't
I think you're muted.
I do all of my podcasts in bed naked.
Yeah, he's got a mic.
There's the nude cast.
And wearing a what now?
There's After Dark Side.
After Dark Side.
Yeah.
That's the dawn side.
Yeah, sorry, I can't sit, like I say, I can't sit as near to this one because it juts out quite a bit more from the table than the old one there.
Paul's not having an issue with getting near. This is good. This is going to be a good screen grab tonight.
Yeah, Paul's like overcompensating for not being on the camera before for the screen grab.
Just going to be. If I put it back, I can be Lobot.
There you go. Yes, do it. We'll make your case,
Paulbot. Right.
When are you doing it, Mark?
I'm just going to take a screen grab now. Ready? Oh dear!
And I didn't want any nipple in it.
You didn't want any nipple in it.
Yeah, no. Get the kettle on, Jen. Is that what you were saying, Rob?
You see that? No. You know what's funny is she just looked over, saw the things, and just went, "Is he naked?"
Well, he is naked, Steve.
Marketing. That is success right there.
And my pussy's coming in bed, look. Oh,
giggity.
Here she comes, watch this, look.
I can't see because I'm sending a tweet.
That's what problems.
Come can't on, see Sandy. Watch her in a minute. She'll turn around and stick her head out. Look, hang on.
I don't look like I'm wearing...
Watch her, look. Here she comes.
Well,
she comes.
Nope, lost.
Oh, there she is. Oh, little pussycat.
No.
She keeps my willy nice and warm.
Thanks for that.
That is far too much.
Yeah. So anyway, Mark, I was editing videos last night, and it used to be that I'd have to take each video and allow for about 3 to 4 times the length of it for rendering time.
Right.
Now it's 75% of the video's length.
It's just tearing through it.
It's basically like 4 or 5 times faster. It's unreal. And that's not even, you know, it's not getting hot. It's not turning the fans up to max.
What are you rendering, Rob?
Videos.
Steve, you're muffled.
Steve, you got a cat in your mouth.
Oh, hang on. Is that better?
Yeah. Is my volume okay?
Yeah.
I tinkered again last night because I wanted to record using this as a nice source. I found another thing as well. This piece of software I've been learning to use lets me do picture-in-picture, light in real time, so I don't have to take two separate feeds and bang them together. I can just position it all, set it off, and it will actually just record both tracks at the same time in the dimensions I've given it.
Cool.
So when I finish recording, I've got one completely finished video with this, using this as the audio source instead of the webcam mic, and I've got nicer audio as well. It sounds a little bit like I'm underwater on these videos. That's because I was tinkering with the gain, because I kept having to move it around because it would be in shot.
You was in the bottom of your pond when you was doing it.
What's it called? Second floor flat. So no, not so much.
Not so much with the pond.
Why does it take you so long to render YouTube videos?
Because I had a laptop before that was quite old, and it it was rendering in 1080p at the time. Although actually,
what do you mean rendering when you're like uploading them? You mean?
Yeah, the exporting.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. See, the iPad Pro does that really quickly.
Yeah, but I've got more options.
Yeah,
size significant is everything, apparently.
In fact, one of the things I really want to do, I really want to take advantage of their sale.
Mark. Oh. I want to take advantage of Mark.
There's a sale on there. They got this add-ons catalogue with
there's
like
a sale,
effects.
Like pennies. Yeah.
And the one I really want is the sci-fi adventure pack, because it lets you draw lightsabers.
Oh.
You get to specify 2 points, and then it tracks.
Oh.
When it's working, you can actually track it around. So you can just say, this is my lightsaber area. And as you're swinging around, it will actually follow.
Imagine that, Naked Steve.
What bit of software that's on?
It's called HitFilm. It's a free one. A PC, I think. I'm not sure if it's Mac as well, but it's free on PC. But you can get a pro version, but obviously I'm not making any money off this stuff. And in fact,
I'll show you a video I did of Jen. Have you ever seen it, Rob, of the one where she was in a bad mood?
No, I've never seen Jen properly. I've only ever seen this blurry picture of her. Yeah. Is she blurry in real life? Not.
Yes.
You look like.
It's not a picture of you.
Yeah, it's on my phone, look. Except it's got Rob cast over the eyes, but that's because I had a notification. And obviously, my other love. On the home screen.
Other than Robcast. Right. Oh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You fancy him.
I'm currently...
He's awesome.
Love him.
He's awesome. Like your girlfriend.
Sporting the...
sitting in a tree.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Represent.
K... Yeah. Oh, I don't know what he would do.
K-A-R-I-E-F-I-S-E-A-R.
Well, you'd have to spell the forcey, throaty, chokey thing, but I think that's too long.
Force crushy power.
Crushy power.
Have we all got thoughts about Carrie Fisher to chip into?
I have
this?
Some.
What's happened to Carrie Fisher?
Stephen.
Yeah.
That'd be
good. I'm very, very sad about it, and I don't know if I want to dwell on it too much, but that's, I suppose, what this show's about.
Nice. I'm glad that we haven't, that we didn't record last week, because I think that it would have been incredibly maudlin if we'd recorded last week, because I was devastated.
Yeah, I was out as well, so that would have been a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was around my mum's when we heard, and we were having Christmas.
Right.
Like, what do you do, you know? was like,
well, I only went on to see if George Michael... I went on to see if Carrie Fisher was all right, and George Michael was dead.
I was about to say, actually, as bad as it sounds, obviously, for Talk Star Wars, it sounds like blasphemy, but actually, George Michael has affected me far more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I grew up on Wham.
I didn't realise you were a big fan. Adore him. He's love my ultimate fucking singer. I just can't believe he's dead.
But I still listen to the music.
We have,
the thing about music is it's passive.
We've just had some good news.
Yes, I saw that.
On the Twitter feed.
What's that?
Rob Cast has finally had his baby. She's about 12 days late.
Oh, okay.
Charlie. 7 pounds, 9 ounces. That's a good weight.
Yeah.
I was 9 pounds, half an ounce. And I was 24 inches at birth.
Nice.
Just putting it out there. Yeah, my mum described birthing me as like taking your bottom lip and pulling it over the top of your head.
How much was you? How many pounds is that?
Nine.
He would have been bigger if it wasn't for Brexit, Steve.
I thought you said 24 inches.
Yeah.
What was that in
euros? 24 inches at birth, yeah. But 9 pounds in weight. Because their distances and weights are different things, Steve.
No, they're not. If you're one inch long, you weigh 1 ton.
Well, I've got a 1 ton penis.
I did need a transfusion, though.
1 ton. Mark's got a 1 ton penis. I found this picture.
Chinese dumpling.
I need to show you this picture.
Big babies.
Can you get Jen to make me a cup of tea? Because I don't think I'm getting one from my wife tonight. She's got the major hump with me.
Jen makes very good cups of tea, but unfortunately my arms aren't quite long enough.
Tell us to drive up here.
Had to drive her home. She's
if only we had a Talk Star Wars drone, I could fire backwards and forwards with tea.
That was
joy.
Let me just show you this, Paul. Talking about Jen in a bad mood, this is what I did, and it really cheered her up when she was in a bad mood. I'm just chucking it in the thread. You click on that. That really cheered her up after her bad mood.
Oh, that's cool. Let's have a look.
That's great.
That's brilliant.
Her last victim on the sofa.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Did she get those stains out? Steve?
It's fine. She looks a bit different, quite a bit different in that picture than she does in the still
old
one.
That's old. That's really old.
It is really 2012.
That is quite old.
That's my coffee table.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, the wicker
blood
thing
stains
underneath.
Didn't come out.
Yeah, no, those stains are still there in the garage.
So. The ones with the wicker things underneath.
Anyway, Mark, rewind. You asked about Carrie.
Yes, have we all got something?
My suggestion was after the Blue Harvest thing, just throw 10 seconds silence in and tell them why.
Hang on.
Well, no, I'm doing the show notes. You got the show notes open?
Yeah.
The very start.
Yes, it's at the very beginning, isn't it?
So after we each do our intros, I'm going to read.
You're going to do that.
I'm going to read this statement.
Oh, okay.
And then where it says our thoughts about Carrie, I thought we can just have a conversation and share our thoughts about her. And then we've got that statement from Rob at Generation X Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, don't know if you want to read that.
I can
otherwise
do, yeah.
It's me talking for like a solid few, like 5 minutes.
That's what people tune in for, Mark. I've accepted I'm superfluous.
You what, Paul?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say, mate?
I've only got one cannon.
Sorry.
Which ear is which? Because I can't see this freaking thing.
Well, the one on your left side of your head is your
what
left.
What does that say? I can't see. It's too dark.
The mic should be hanging from your right ear.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, What's he got on then, Mark?
iPod. iPhone. What's so important?
Headphones. Oh, what's he the proper...
With the built-in mic.
Yeah. I think I have a pair of those. Do they come with... I presume they come with the latest iPod Touch as well, right?
I
would imagine.
I don't know. Probably. I don't know for sure.
These are the ones that don't have a jack, aren't they?
That's the iPhone 7, the one that doesn't have three and a half.
These are the ones that
got six. I got Steve, the normal ones.
Oh,
yeah,
because
that would really annoy me, because those wireless headphones are crap anyway. You lose so much sound over them.
Oh, I've got some really nice ones. You paid about
we didn't get any of that. Can you sell that again?
I was watching a show the other day, and they did a test on wireless headphones. It was Super Shoppers. And the guy from the sound booth, who's a professional sound recordist, said anything wired is going to be better than anything you can buy that isn't wired.
Oh, I think I've seen that video, because he was really... Was he going off on one a bit?
Yeah, because he said... Like, yeah, it makes sense, because he said anything you're chucking over the air, it's going to lose.
Yeah, sure, but, you know, there's going to be attenuation and stuff, isn't there? But,
attenuation.
Right, we're ready?
Is that what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Should we kick this off so we don't end up running out of time? Let me just stop this.
I
don't think we've upset anyone.
No.
It would be difficult to upset anybody, I think.
With the greatest of
risk,
you know.
It's a very delicate subject, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, as long as Rebel Force Radio get through it without any scratches, then we'll be fine.
They did it, didn't they? Have they already done it?
They've already done theirs. It's just they've had bad luck recently with PR, haven't they?
They've made a couple of mistakes. I think, you know that thing we were talking about, Rob, where they were rude to a journo that stood up at a Q&A.
Yeah, you told me about. Yeah. My feelings on that were really simple, which was I thought the journalist came off like a bit of a dick as well, but at the same time, I thought they banged on about it forever.
Yeah,
and it went on. The segment was far too long.
Did you hear how they handled it though?
I think they handled it well. Apparently, they came out and apologised. But did you also hear that they removed that segment from the podcast?
Yeah. And they
I think that's a terrible move. Own it. If you said it, own it. If you're going to apologise, walk it back. Fair enough. But you have to own what you say. You can't just go back and pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah, they said they took it down because they realised their remarks were insensitive, and they apologised directly to the woman on the show. I thought they conducted it quite well.
I'm sure they
conducted
themselves quite well. I didn't fall out entirely with what they were saying, and some of the points they made were not unreasonable, but I think they handled it at the time. They handled it atrociously. The segment was 17 minutes in the end. That is a lot.
It is, isn't it? Just
talk about one journalist question that actually Kathleen handled like a boss anyway.
Oh yeah, she did really well.
Yeah, she always does. She's great.
Class act.
Yeah, totally. And she was, she was classy with it. She wasn't rude in response to what I took it as kind of a bit of a snotty tone in the way the question was asked, and the way her response was instantly Kathleen's response was instantly sort of jumped upon as if to, oh, I can catch her out here. I wasn't too keen on that. But like I say, I think, she handled herself
admirably.
Like a boss. Mm. Yeah, she handled herself like the boss she is.
Admiral Ackbar.
Because she realised that was a trap. did you hear the story? I put this out somewhere. I can't remember. I think I put it on the VIP Facebook group. Mm. I took Lisa to see Rogue One. And on the way out, I asked her if she enjoyed it. And she said, yes, she really liked her favourite character was Captain Radish. I got a bunch of memes sent to me, pictures of radishes, which I thought was quite genius. She wasn't happy about it.
No.
Normal
radish.
My other half and the Adams family.
Oh, she knows them?
No, as in the mistaking names.
No.
Did I tell you that one?
No.
Oh, man. So, it was talking about the Addams Family, and she brought up the character Uncle Hand. You know that character?
Sounds like it got lost in translation somewhere.
So yeah, she meant Thing.
Yeah,
but she referred to him as Uncle Hand. She said, "What am I thinking of?" I said, "Uncle Fester and Thing." Two separate characters.
And he is a hand.
Just crack me up. Sometimes, sometimes somebody can just say something and it's so far from your what you're expecting that you just break apart laughing.
Yeah.
Steve, that was one of those moments for me.
Anything Steve says has that effect on me.
Yeah.
Isn't that right,
Steve? How dare you, sir?
Yes. How very dare you? I tell you, no.
Okay, what was that?
I don't know. I'm very, very tired, I have to say.
Oh, I was up till later than usual last night. I've been sort of getting reasonably early nights during the week, but I had a chance to get some recordings done for the toy box.
Mm.
And so I decided, because this laptop's a lot faster to render videos, this new laptop I bought.
Because it's much faster.
No, once or twice. because it's a little bit quicker to render, I thought, well, I might as well take the 10 minutes it's going to take to get it all sorted and uploaded to my cloud storage and stuff, and I might as well do that now and go to bed 10 minutes later rather than have to come back to it another night and it probably takes twice as long just while I get my bearings again. Sometimes it's okay to do that. I try not to do too much in the way of late nights doing stuff, because I often find I'm not as productive the following day, but occasionally there are exceptions.
And you end up making errors when you're doing the thing as well, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those things I have to balance.
It's all about balance.
I changed my name, part of my bio on Twitter today, and that is now reads hashtag Bendu. Mainly because I kind of, the more I read political stuff recently, the more I find myself becoming much more of a centrist. I'm kind of cementing that fence-sitting role. My fence is, you know, got solid foundations.
And cushions so, on.
Yeah, exactly. It's very comfy. But wide, apparently.
Wide load.
I'm just tweeting.
You're tweeting?
Goodness what?
Me, I'll go open Twitter and watch this.
What world is this?
I'm going to see this happen live.
I'm just emailing.
Am I even following you, Steve?
I don't know. Yes, because I'm following you. I've just got a movie score news, my casting call.
Doesn't mean I'm following you.
Paul, is this Rogue One thing you've tweeted? Is it a review of the soundtrack?
No, not entirely. The jury's still out on that soundtrack, I'm afraid.
I really like it. Have you listened to... Paul, you're a fan of Star Wars Oxygen?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't listened to it.
It's Rebel Force Radio's Star Wars music podcast. And they had an episode. It's part one, so they're going to go back to it and keep going. They had Rogue One, and they went through it, and they kind of showed a lot of the audio keys that sort of, you know, the certain themes that have been retained.
Yeah,
and it's really style. It's really interesting. I thought. I know, you know, jack shit about that stuff.
Yeah, so, it's a Dia Zero. That he uses.
Yeah, Dia Zero, yeah.
Which is used by Williams extensively in the Star Wars themes.
So cleverly.
Big time. Yeah.
Giacchino understands the DNA in Williams' composition, I think. And he's managed to make his own thing here. Mm-hmm. I felt one of the things I wasn't entirely satisfied with when we did the interview with Anthony Bresnikan was that my first comment about Giacchino's score was, well, it didn't offend me. And I didn't mean that to come off quite as negative as I think it did. And
I wasn't overawed by it at all. I found
that's kind of the point I was trying to make when I was talking to Anthony. I didn't want to say, you know, I was expecting not to like it because I kind of thought there was no way. It's like Michael Caine said to Jack Nicholson. In reference to Heath Ledger becoming the Joker, he said, you don't want to follow Jack into anything but a nightclub. Meaning going into the Joker is a thankless task.
Yeah.
And then Heath Ledger knocked that out of the park.
And Jared Leto was like, it's easily done.
Yeah.
So much.
And there you go. Proof of the pudding is in the eating. But with... and I think the same thing's true here with Giacchino. Following Williams, you can only follow Williams into this thing.
Yeah.
And I think he acquitted himself admirably from what I've heard so far. I haven't listened to the score in isolation. I will do. I must pick that up in a couple of days and listen to it from start to finish in isolation. But I think what he did, and certainly looking at David W. Collins' Break It Down on Oxygen, mm-hmm. I think he followed the rules that John Williams laid out and how to build themes around these characters and what you need to follow thematically to make those themes communicate elements of that character's story without actually being so overt with it. And the use of Dia Zero is just one thing that he did in that that I thought worked. It's outstanding. And I don't know, if I wasn't listening to Oxygen, I don't know if I'd have picked up on that myself.
Mm.
So that's another thing. Listening to that podcast enhances my appreciation for these things.
I'm going to skedaddle, guys.
All right, mate.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Nice to speak to you all.
Yeah, good to speak to you too, mate. Give well off to Jen.
Yeah, Jen's asleep next to me, so I'm going to wrap up and go.
Fair enough.
You're going to wrap her up.
It's a nap.
It's a wrap.
Nap.
It's a nap. I see what you did there.
It's a nap. Okay. All right, mate. We'll see you later.
See you later, guys.
Cheers, Steve. Take care, mate. He didn't tweet. He said he was tweeting. There was no tweet.
No, I can't find anything.
I've got it. I've got two from him.
Did you? Have I muted him?
Yes, he's tweeting.
I can't see
it. I've lost it now. He just tweeted, I saw it. I was just going to respond to it, but then I decided no.
Help save our hedgehogs. Was it that one?
Interesting.
Just had. You ever had it where a game on a phone just forgets everything you've ever done on it? That's just happened to me.
Cloud issues this week with a lot of my stuff not backing up. I just went to update the show notes this evening and my iCloud hasn't backed up the show notes
no.
So I have got them. I've got the show notes, but they're on my Mac. I'm trying to use the iPad just to update them now with the new Twitter poll that's gone out.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to do it. Hasn't updated in iCloud since the 1st of January.
Blimey.
I think largely because Apple shit the bed on just about everything they attempt these days.
Oh, my God. I don't know how they get so much goodwill from the community because they are shit at a lot of this stuff.
Oh, they're just, and they don't care either.
No.
Have you ever heard of... you use iOS for certain things, don't you, Rob?
I've got iPad and iPod Touch.
Do you use text replacement?
Autocorrect?
Not autocorrect. There's an actual function in there in the keyboards called text replacement. It used to be called keyboard shortcuts.
I don't think I've ever tried that one.
You can do something like if you want to like fill out your email address.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into text replacement and you put a shortcut as email but spelt with two E's at the front.
Yeah.
And then you paste into the replacement your full email address, then every time you type out email with two E's, it will auto-correct to your full email address.
I know the kind of thing.
So what I did when Paul and I started Movie Geeks Film News with Steve and our friend Andy a couple of years ago, because we was doing a lot of HTML at the time, Paul, weren't we, on Tumblr, we built this complicated HTML bloated site. And in order to embed images in the template we were using, I had to do it all in HTML. So at the time, I'd built a bunch of HTML code into text replacements. So I'd just go and I'd write image with two eyes, and it would give me the HTML, and then I just had to put the URL for the image I was referencing into the post. And I had a bunch of those for text, centralizing text, bolding text, page breaks, all the HTML stuff that you can imagine. It was all built into text replacements. Yeah. Anyway. That was all updated on the cloud, so it was available whatever device I was using, it was available to me. So when we moved over to Squarespace with the first version of Movie Geeks Film News, I didn't need that anymore, so I deleted them all, and they went away for a couple of days, and then they all came back with a vengeance. So I deleted them again, and they went away for a couple of days, and then they came back again. And in the meantime, I'd entered a new email address, in my shortcut for email. So now I had two email shortcuts, and it was potluck which one you got.
Nice.
So I've got dozens of those now, and I can't delete them. And I went to Apple, and they're all scratching their heads. Well, I don't really know what you're talking about. Well, how's this? I want to delete Apple something. Why the fuck can't I just delete it and have it stay gone? Why does it keep coming back? Why is it syncing?
Really,
if I delete it, it deletes it across all my devices.
Yeah.
And then why does it come back a few days later? What's going wrong? They don't know the answer. There's thousands of people with this issue all over the place. There's thousands of people in different chat rooms on Apple websites, all trading solutions. I've tried all the solutions. Nothing works. So I went onto a site the other day, and it said, here is the solution. You will not look back. This will solve your problem 100%. What you need to do, get one device, delete all the text replacements you no longer want, and then back that device up to iCloud, and then that will put in a backup in place that will trickle down to all your devices, and it will be that update that becomes the master. Fantastic. Okay. So I deleted everything, made sure it deleted across all the devices.
I don't know where this is going.
Started a backup. One fucking backup.
For Christ's sake.
Didn't have enough space. So I've got 5 gig of storage, so they said, do you want 50 gig of storage, 79p a month? I said, go on, why not? Let's do it. Let's get this 50 gig full. It fouled consistently, time after time after time. Can't back up.
Mm.
Not available. Yeah. Try again later. Timed out. Weak network.
Mm.
24 hours it was going to take for one backup. Just what the fuck? Who do you have to be? Do I have to be Bill Gates? Do I have to have Bill Gates level of infrastructure to be able to facilitate one iCloud backup?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you do.
Lunacy.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
So I still haven't been able to solve it.
Yeah. Sometimes I have problems like this where it just doesn't work. Here's a weird one I've noticed the other day, right? So I've got Dropbox, and I've got OneDrive, which is the Microsoft one.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand is the other day I was setting up my new this laptop, and I was downloading all my cloud storage stuff. Now, our internet connection, when it's not being used, is about 35 meg fiber optic.
Right, nice.
Just by having one drive open and downloading stuff drops it to 4.
Jesus.
And I wouldn't mind, except it doesn't then use 31 meg of, you know, 31 meg a second to then download the stuff. But I don't understand what's happening. If somebody can explain it to me via, you know, maybe on Twitter or something, I'm more than happy to learn about this stuff, because I would love to know why it's happening. Even, you know, I can deal with it not getting what I want when I understand. I can deal with not getting what I want anyway because I'm a grown up. But it's a lot easier for me to process that stuff if I understand why that's the case. I can deal with stuff not being as I would imagine it would work if I then go on to understand how it does work.
Yeah.
But there you go. I don't know.
It's insane.
Very odd.
I remember when Steve Jobs used to go, and I liked Steve Jobs. I really admired Steve Jobs. I know a lot of people didn't.
He had this stuff he was really good at, and this stuff where he was a bit of a shit. You know, you can separate the person from the art anyway, the work anyway, because otherwise nobody would be really allowed to like things like Lovecraft, Orson Scott Card, things like that. Well, I mean, they're allowed to like what they want, but it would be a lot harder to It would be a lot harder to reconcile that stuff if you weren't able to separate, you know, work from author or creator.
Yeah. I used to admire that man. I used to like when he'd come out and he'd pick something up and he'd say, look at this thing we've created. It just works.
Tim Cook, he was a phenomenal. He was a phenomenal presenter, Tim Cook.
Yeah, they call it the reality distortion.
Tim Cook's great. I mean, I like him a lot, but he's not got the easiest task because he has to come around and go, yeah, you know all that stuff that Steve said was a stupid idea?
Yeah.
We're doing it. And it's probably a stupid idea.
Yeah, exactly. He'll hold up the latest iPhone and say, look at this. It's just shit. And I've got the very latest iPhone. I've just got it. And it's a great device. I really love it. It's fast. And everything I do on it, it performs beautifully. But, you know, the systems that are tied into it through the iOS that are supposed to make this machine ridiculously powerful and sync across all my devices so I've got seamless handoff don't work. Just doesn't work. Steve would be pretty bloody pissed off now if he came out and said, it just works. Oh, sorry. No, it doesn't. That was not intended as a factual statement. This is a pile of shite.
Yeah. You feel like if anybody was going to do it, Steve would have been the one to turn around and say, this is rubbish.
Yeah, and he would have bellowed at people until they peed down their legs and went away and got it done.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
How can you release a product that works like this? How can you not delete something without it coming back?
Yeah, yeah. Just like, it's very odd. I don't really get it. That's, you know, like I say, I don't get how they've got such a good reputation. I think it just endures, you know? And some of the Commonwealth guys swear by him.
Yeah, like, well, Cody does, doesn't he?
Yeah, Cody's big on them. And I mean, he's more than welcome to it. He's, you know, clearly figured out how to make it do everything he wants to do. And his stuff sounds great for it. But, you know, I've never been swayed by that stuff. And it just, I've used a fair bit of Macs in my old, not the job I'm in now so much, but the one before that, I used to use Macs quite a bit. And I just never really, it just never really clicked for me, you know?
No.
But at the same time, I recognize they certainly used to have areas in which they were superior in terms of, you know, if you're a graphic designer or a music producer or a video editor. But the software that's coming out for other platforms is getting so good now, and Apple is so, I think they're just a bit complacent about it all. You know, they still see themselves as the trendy place for the creative types to come, when actually a lot of the creative types are moving to 2-in-1, you know, like the sort of the touchscreen tablets and maybe not the Surface Books because their price is all hell, but you know, they're the sort of the form factor is such that people are catching on to the fact that Apple aren't the only ones who make nice looking devices anymore. And if there's no software incentive to keep that stuff going, then I don't know what you do.
Mm.
Who knows?
There was,
what do I know?
There's no straight answer.
No, this is the trouble, isn't it? I mean, again, it's each of their own, and that's cool. I want that stuff to be able to exist and for people to be able to buy it, because if there wasn't Apple, there would be much worse Microsoft products as a result.
Yeah, but
they
have raised the bar in a lot of areas, but right now, exactly. Something like this is showing that they're not interested in bar raising.
Yeah.
They're willing just to put something out there and say, well, let's stick a pin in that, and maybe we'll patch it up on a later revision to iOS or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out there. Let's move on to our laptops that don't have any USB connectors on. Well, you can't plug the headphones that you get with your iPhone into your laptop anymore.
Yeah. I've got, to give you an idea, my laptop's got...
Have you got a new laptop?
Yeah.
I was just checking.
Yeah. 4 USB 3s and a Thunderbolt.
Bloody hell.
I know, right?
Well, you're going to be
I've got no USB 3 devices. I think I've got one USB stick somewhere, but I can't find it. So I've just been... On the plus side, it did fix an issue I was having with my camcorder, my webcam I was using. The other one I was using the other week, the really nice clear one, it started playing up and it would just turn on, I'd plug it in, it would switch itself on, and then a couple of seconds later, just completely cack out and it wouldn't switch back on. And for some reason, it's now working. I don't think it's related to the laptop. I think it might be. Maybe the old one had dodgy USB ports or something.
Yeah, could have been.
It's hard to tell. Stuff like that. I mean, I've had that laptop, you know, the one I've still got it, and it still works. I just replaced it. But I've had it for 6 years.
Bloody hell.
So, you know, understandably.
It dates so quick in 6 years, doesn't it, tech?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is 6th-gen i7. Versus first, which is the one it came with. What's nice about it is the graphics card. I told you about it, didn't I?
Yes.
In a message. It's a GTX 1060 with 6 gigs. It's unreal. And so far, all I've played on it is like indie games. I'm such a pillock. I need to buy something that really takes advantage
gives it a run
of
for its money.
Graphics, yeah. I've done some benchmarking and it comes out really nice in that. But I say, what's really nice is... I've got a ton of, I'm going to gain a ton of time out of things like stuff that used to take me a long time won't take me as long, that sort of stuff.
Mm.
I think that would be I'm going to see the most benefit.
That was the, when I got the new MacBook Air, that was the advantage I had, but the extra RAM was speeding up the workflow of things I would be doing anyway.
Yeah, this has got much more RAM than the old machine. What's also cool is it's got this thing. I don't know if it's just an Acer thing or whether it's a gaming laptop thing, but you can clip out the optical drive and replace it with another fan. They've just built another fan unit that's the size of an optical drive, so you can pop out your DVD drive if you don't use DVDs, because realistically now I would only ever watch something with a DVD and a drive. I wouldn't use it for a storage media or anything like that.
No, of course not.
Because obviously USB sticks are so cheap now. But you can pop it out completely and just replace it with a fan unit so you get additional cooling. I've done that and I've never looked back.
Nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Oh, good. Right, on that positive note, somebody celebrating a product, I think we can wrap up. Paul, did you have anything you wanted to throw out there before we wrap this off the dark side up?
Any products you don't like or do like?
Me? Yeah. No, you know, I'm just some old fashioned geek. I just want... No, I don't. My TV's 12 inches in diameter with a massive box on the back.
And
got a Betamax VHS, B2000 Philips Ferguson recorder with big diving board buttons on the front. And if I can see the screen, I'm done. If you know, I've got a cup and string network.
Dream big, baby.
It's all good. It's all good.
Sometimes I think that's the easiest and quickest path to happiness, that simplest approach. Chasing this mythical holy grail of a wonderful device that does everything. It's a fool's errand.
Mm.
All right, let's wrap this one up. We'll,
all right, cool.
We shall return next week with more positive things, I'm sure, to talk about. And hopefully we'll have some news on episode 1 of the Roundtable, which I think might end up dropping into an After Dark Side slot every month so that we don't overcrowd the release schedule. So we're dropping After Dark Side once a month in place.
Yeah, we don't always. Sometimes the chats are just kind of, they're not necessarily particularly interesting. They're just chats we need to have, or we just fancy having.
The After Dark Side has always been the before and after show for the main show, and it's just us brain fighting all over the place. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes there's gold in there. Other times it's
not so much.
Not so much. Yeah. All right. I'm at Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
Hmm.
Take a cue. Someone take a cue from that.
He's Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
Can I get a third opinion?
He's definitely Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
Oh,
there you go. What do you want?
We're rusty after Christmas. All right, guys. See you next week.